I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It is the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. And we are pleased to have Tom back with us. He joins us every Thursday at this time. If you want more information, it is ETFtrends.com. You can also go and follow Tom on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon, and the firm is at ETF Trends. And I will point out that next week, his web editor, or ETF Trends web editor, John Spence, will be joining us on Money Life. He'll be in the Money Life Market Call talking ETFs as well. He's at ETF Trend Watcher. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the IQ Real Return ETF, ticker symbol, now get this, CPI.
There you go. Real return, like consumer price index, etc. Ticker symbol CPI. Why a real return fund at a time when inflation is so low that most folks aren't really that worried about it?
Well, usually that's the time to get worried about it. You know, we've seen, Chuck, and you and I have gone back and forth for years about, you know, current monetary policy, everything that the Fed is doing regarding printing money. Dollars cheap, could get cheaper. We are at a risk of greater inflation. So for those of us out there that are concerned about inflation, what the folks here have done is created an ETF, which really is an ETF of ETFs. They've packaged a cross-section of fixed income and equity ETFs, not just equities, but also gold, to be able to fend off inflation when we do get inflation numbers start to kick in. Now, as you know, too, the CPI, or the Consumer Price Index, which is really our inflationary barometer, a big chunk of that is housing prices, and a big chunk is also jobs. So we have seen some better news as far as housing prices coming back. Jobs still seems to be languishing a bit. But if we start to get some traction there, we really might see inflation numbers be something to be concerned about down the road.
How does this fit into a portfolio? What space does it occupy? Because that's one of the interesting things to me on this. You've got an ETF that some people would say they want it as the hedge against inflation. Some would say they want it because look at where interest rates are, what have you. Where do you see this fund fitting in?
Yeah, you know, and that's a great question, because as you look under the hood, there's a cross-section of fixed income, both short-term, long-term treasuries. There's equities in the form of the S&P 500. And then there's also some gold representation. And you look and see how this performs, it's really contrary to a great degree to the general market, because you're playing both sides of the fence. But the idea is this. If you've got funds, or let's say liquid funds, money market funds, for example, and you're somewhat concerned about your purchasing power keeping up with inflation, what you might do is take a portion of your cash, and I would say to consider maybe as much as 20% of your long-term cash, and usually most investors have a certain allocation to cash just in case there's a rainy day or there's a tragedy or something that you have to dive into. But take 20% of your cash and put it into this. Not only should you keep up with inflation, but if things are working in the right way, you might get a better yield and or some growth that could add to that and enhance your overall yield that you're getting in your money market fund.
What about asset size here? How much of your portfolio are you going to dedicate to a fund like this, especially at a time when you're using it for those other purposes, the hedging side of things, or you're worrying about rates when we don't necessarily expect rates to be changing for a while and so on.
Right. So a couple things. Equities alone, I think in most cases during inflationary times, that means that in general, markets tend to do better. There are times when it doesn't work that way, but in general, that happens to be the case. So I wouldn't allocate any of this towards in your equity allocation. In your fixed income allocation, if we do start to see inflation, if we do start to see rates rise, what you might do is take some of your fixed income allocation that you're concerned about rate risk and shift it over to something like this, where you're going to have a greater percentage on the shorter term end of the curve from a fixed income standpoint. You'll also have some gold that should do better during inflation, and also some equities. So overall, Chuck, I mean, I think as you and I continue to have these great discussions about innovative ways to use ETFs, here with this ETF of ETFs is a nice way to diversify your fixed income, whether it be cash or long-term treasuries, to really fight off inflation and hedge against higher rates as time goes on.
And your holding period for a fund like this, because it has all those roles in your portfolio, is, I assume, very long?
Yeah, on something like this, I mean, I think we're going to be seeing rising rates in the next 3 to 5 years. So I think holding for 3 to 5 years should put you in pretty good shape. But really, at that point in time, too, most investors who are using ETFs are becoming a little bit more sophisticated in the way that you can be creative in using ETFs. So you'll understand what portion of this ETF fund to fund would be doing well and those that you might have to pare back on.
So it is the IQ Real Return ETF, the ticker symbol CPI, like the Consumer Price Index, something you're going to want to hold as a piece of your portfolio for the foreseeable future. See how things go, using it as a bit of a hedge and a bit of a help. That's the word from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETFTrends or follow Tom directly. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, Chuck. Thank you.
There's much more to go on today's February the 28th edition of Money Life. Stick around. The big interview is next. We're going to be talking high yield bonds.